Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh God, okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Welcome to the very first episode of this podcast. Before we get into it, I just wanted to do a quick shout out to Joanna Burns, who made that dope song you just heard, and also Amanda Duncan for making us sound so pretty. And now, get ready to hear a whole lot of erotica.
Hello, and welcome to Queer as Fiction, the podcast where we read lesbian erotica and we react to it. My name is Amanda Holland. I am the creator of Girlship TV, which is what this podcast is brought to you by. With me, I have my co-hosts.
I'm Kirsten King. I'm a former senior editor at BuzzFeed, and I'm a bisexual because we exist.
Only to be said in that voice.
And I'm Ashley Perez. I'm also formerly of BuzzFeed. I just go by queer. I've liked ladies for a long time.
You know, I go by queer too, but I need to assert bisexual sometimes.
No, it's important to say.
I go by lesbian, but also by queer in these instances where there are mixed sexualities.
Okay, Amanda, how did you come up with the idea for this podcast?
Okay, so back in college, my senior year, we went to a conference called ACTF, which is the American College Theater Festival, because I was a theater nerd, and we would grab some lesbian erotica books and just read them out loud in the hotel room.
See, this is exactly what I pictured theater kids doing.
Just grab them out of a bin, too. Yeah. We just grab them and then go.
Like, guys, wouldn't this be crazy if we just read porn to each other?
What book is this from that we're reading?
Okay, so we are going to be reading the story Racula from the Ultimate Lesbian Erotica 2009 edition.
And to give you guys a picture, the cover looks like a Gossip Girl cover, but two women fucking each other. We have one woman grabbing another woman's butt with fully acrylic nails, so it's already unrealistic because nails.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yep. See-through underwear. Teal underwear.
And you can't see their faces.
Let's get into it. Racked.
Racula.
Racula.
What do you guys think Racula is about?
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say tits.
Great, Ashley.
Yeah, I'm gonna say busty vampire. That's what I'm picturing.
Okay, busty vampire. Great, everybody's got that image in their head now.
So we all got our big boobed vampire.
Okay, great. Here we go. Is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Upon my 18th birthday, when I became a woman in the jaundiced eyes of Romanian law, my mother sat me down in the musty living room of our ancient cottage and told me the story of Countess Sabrina Comăneci, the evil, vengeful, undead, large-breasted seductress who haunted the backwoods byways of our impoverished province, deflowering virgins with her serpent-like tongue and jagged fangs, and then hungrily supping on blood from the rents she'd made in the young woman's maiden's heads.
There's a lot of adjectives to get through.
Wait, okay, hold on, just quickly. So what we're getting here is that Dracula is into 18-year-old virgins because they got to be legal.
Right.
And she has a serpent-like tongue, which is just not great for introducing people into the queer world.
Is her mom telling the story? Who's telling this story?
I believe it is her mom.
Okay, great. Cool. Let's continue.
Okay.
Just a classic mother-daughter bedtime story.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Just imagine an 18-year-old in bed and her mom is sitting there by candlelight telling her story. A single flickering tallow candle illuminated our sparsely furnished parlor as a violent wind howled around the rotted eaves of our humble abode and twisted tree limbs clawed at the clapping shutters as if seeking entry. Her beauty is incandescent, irresistible, of the great artists Grigorescu and Lucian. Yep, my mother intoned, women cannot resist her and men detest her.
You know,
same.
That is what most men feel about power top lesbians.
I'm calling it right now that her mom fucked Dracula.
I really hope her mom fucked Dracula. That would be the perfect ending to this bedtime story.
It is a legend that on a night many, many centuries ago when the evening star Venus was at its zenith,
Say that five times.
The lust-crazed countess succeeded in seducing one of her kitchen servants, a pretty, virginal girl of 18 who had only that morning become betrothed to a peasant boy who had courted her for years. The countess maneuvered the girl onto her feather bed. Then, in between her legs, her mother is telling
her
this story.
I'm sorry, wait. Are we into a sex scene now?
No, but are we already at it? I mean, it sounds like her head is going between her legs.
It's erotica.
We're at the sex part. We have okay. Two good paragraphs of wholesomeness.
We're learning more about the countess. Before we get into the sex scene, who are we imagining the countess to be?
I'm going to go with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones feels right to me.
Because she's like busty and Romanian.
Is she Romanian?
I think she's Romanian. Isn't that where Dracula's from?
Yeah, they said Romanian in here.
So yeah, this is they described Romanian. It as through the jaundice Romanian eyes, which is also strange because
jaundice is a weird.
Does everyone have
adjective.
Jaundice? Like, are we all sick and we're all
maybe? Yeah. Everybody imagine Catherine Zeta-Jones having sex right now.
Catherine Zeta-Tits.
And she was guiding the young woman's head, her inexperienced tongue, up and down on her brazen sex. Brazen sex meaning vagina.
Right. Oh. Thank you for that.
Just as the countess was teetering on the very edge of ecstasy, great bold breasts heaving with imminent explosive release, the young woman's fiancé suddenly rushed into the room, attracted by the animal moaning.
Oh, shit!
And when he beheld the sapphic scene before him, he seized the saber from down the wall and, in a fit of jealous rage, plunged the sword deep into the countess, piercing her wicked heart, slaying the beautiful temptress before she could attain sexual fulfillment.
Okay, pause. Because I do appreciate that the dude's reaction was not, yo, can I get in on this? And that he pulled the serpent down.
Saber, sorry.
Serpent tongue.
Serpent is saber.
Sorry. But also rude that he interrupted her right before climax. And also bold that she is leading this woman's head down like that fucking fratty bro just looking for a blowjob.
Can she even kill a count? Can he kill a countess, though? Then he's Dracula? A vampire?
Is she a vampire? Yeah, she is
a vampire. She's a vampire.
She is. Her fucking name's Dracula. Okay, continue.
Let a girl finish. Like, unless she's into edging, I think you should let a girl finish. Just like, wait a second with the sword. You done? Cool.
Bye.
But also the fact that she was able to get there with the inexperienced servant's tongue.
I know.
Good for you, girl.
I realized that was what was happening, that she was making this 18-year-old peasant girl go down on her. That's a power move.
She's not doing anything for this little farm girl. She's just like, get down there.
Maybe, but you know, she said inexperienced, but if she's coming this quickly, maybe she's not as inexperienced as they thought.
Or maybe she gets off on inexperience.
All right.
I mean, she's targeting 18-year-olds. Like, I was terrible at sex when I was 18.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, I didn't have sex until later in life. No, I didn't.
Your mom isn't listening.
She might be.
And from that night onward, whenever the planet Venus is in its ascension, the countess walks the earth, stalking this province's virgin daughters, recently turned 18, seeking the ecstasy in death she was denied in life, evilly robbing the men of our land the honor of deflowering their women.
Oh. Not an honor.
And by taking her fiendish vengeance, temporarily satiating her unquenchable ages-old lust, she also takes the very life of the young women she violates.
Oh.
Violates was on two separate pages, so that confused me. That poor girl becomes a part of the Countess's army of the damned, to be used and abused by her for all of eternity. That's like sex slavery.
This is
like
cruel intentions. Yeah, this is a really this is a really terrible introduction to sleeping with women.
Yeah. I stared into my mother's watery blue eyes, at her trembling blue lips. Yes. Her lips were blue?
Well, because her mom's like having the worst sex talk ever right now.
That's true.
My lips would be blue and I would be crying.
Her trembling blue lips and a cold and clammy shiver traversed the length of my spine. How can I avoid such a fate, Mama? I queried.
Mama.
By remaining safely and securely locked indoors when Venus is the brightest star in the sky, by never setting foot outside when the Countess is on the prowl, she replied, grasping my hands in her bony claws.
Her mom's a bird. Spoiler alert.
Her mom's a bird. Promise me this, O lovely daughter of mine. I earnestly promise to abide by the old woman's superstitious wishes, seeking to reassure her. And where is Venus now, Mama? I further inquired. In its ascension, she shrieked.
Oh, shit.
Staring fearfully out the dusty window at the darkening sky.
Count Dracula's out.
She's on the prowl. She's looking for girls who just turned 18, which, like, I don't know. I don't know how big this province is, but I can't imagine it's that many girls.
Like 2 a year.
Yeah, like, she's got options, but not that many. I would have been wise to have heeded my mother's warning, but I was young and foolish and daring and dubious of my mama's many tall tales and handed down myths.
How is she just okay with her mom being like, you know, who fucks ladies when they're 18? She wasn't like, Mom, I don't want to hear this.
Let me describe to you in length how she pushed a servant girl's down, head down.
I feel like you would, if this was a thing that was actually going on in your village, you would just be like, hey, you're not allowed out when Venus is in its ascension, and I'm not going to tell you why.
Yeah. You don't go into the fucking going down on them with the serpent tongue details. You can just leave that out.
Just imagine how awkward, like, if your mom was telling you that story.
Oh, yeah.
She's what? Like, mom. It's like when your mom has one too many margaritas at Chili's and she starts spilling her college years.
Mom, no!
Okay, continue.
More importantly, my drop dead gorgeous, breast blessed girlfriend.
Oh my god.
Hashtag breast blessed.
She has a girlfriend? When
okay,
this
so protagonist with no name so far is queer.
Yeah.
And she has a breast blessed girlfriend
named Daria.
Okay, so if you're listening to the podcast, please hashtag breast blessed on social media and we'll find
you. Tag us, yeah.
I think I'm gonna guess at this point that she's gonna leave her breast-blessed girlfriend for hashtag Dracula.
Okay, are you team? Are you team breast-blessed
or are you team Dracula?
Honestly, let us know. Team Dracula. I feel, you know. Well, let's see what happens.
I don't know. She's
Maggie Smith is Dracula because she's a countess.
That just changed. That changes a lot.
I mean, Maggie Smith is very attractive in her own.
Look, if Catherine Zeta-Jones is Dracula, I'm team Dracula. Breast Blessed, I feel like, is played by...
Breast Blessed?
Who's Breast Blessed?
Who has big boobs? I'm not a
Who's like a younger... She's got to be like 18.
Oh, God, I can't think of an 18-year-old.
I'm actually glad that we can't think of an 18-year-old that with giant boobs on cue. Okay, same. Continue.
All right, she'll let's be keep faceless. Going. We'll come back to Breast Blessed.
My drop-dead gorgeous Breast Blessed girlfriend, Daria, had promised me a special treat for my birthday. And what come-of-age girl lover can resist such a titillating vow as that? So once my mother had retired to the slumbers of her bed, out in the windswept night I ventured. So she's definitely going to be seduced by...
Oh, yeah, she's out. Venus is in ascension. Breast Blessed is waiting for her. With a titillating
also this is
surprise.
On her birthday now that we know that her mom is telling her this story.
Happy birthday, child. Let me tell you this sex story.
Upon the eve.
Daria and I rendezvoused at our usual spot on the mossy green banks of the thin trickle of a cold, clear stream that flowed past an abandoned flour mill. The long shadows of dusk had been usurped by the inky blackness of night, and I kindled to life a small fire admiring sweet, well-endowed Daria.
Daria.
So this writer and or the character loves boobs.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
I'm an ass man myself.
I'm a personality person. Okay. So.
But if you see a girl on the street, what is the first thing that you look at?
Her face.
I say, tell me your deepest, darkest secret.
Tell me your damage. I want to know. Okay,
well,
continue.
Well, I became the most shallow one in this podcast. Anyway, moving on. You are truly beautiful, I marveled, eyes roaming all over the girl's voluptuous body. I'd been a tit woman from as far back as memory permits me. And Daria's tremendous bosom was fantastically showcased on a thin, white, clingy summer dress. Her chestnut hair cascaded long and thick over her bare, buff shoulders, and her big brown eyes reflected the dancing flames from the fire. From my eyes, her pretty face shining like a princess's on her wedding night. So they gonna fuck, because wedding night means fuck. Right?
So maybe they've never fucked before. Maybe it's the first birthday fuck.
She was like, I'm saving myself for your birthday.
Maybe Daria's like 22 and she's like, yo, we gotta wait till you're 18.
Smart. That's smart, Daria.
Before I see these tits.
Thank you, Velda. So her name is Velda.
Velda's the protagonist.
Velda's the protagonist. Who do we think Velda is?
If Catherine Zeta-Jones is her mom. No, Catherine Zeta-Jones is the Countess.
Dracula. Yeah.
I can only think about Into the Woods. Anna Kendrick. In the Woods.
Okay, well then the mother would be Meryl Streep as a witch.
I could see Anna Kendrick as
Velda.
Okay.
Got there. Sorry. Almost got there.
We're just making noises for the characters.
So Anna Kendrick is Velda.
The mom is Meryl.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is Dracula. Everybody put that image in their head.
And then Daria is a walking pair of tits.
She's a stick with boobs. That's all we need.
Thank you, Velda. She responded, gazing bashfully into the fire for a moment, and then more assertively back up at me. I told you I had a special treat for your birthday. And here it is. She fumbled the buttons open on the front of her dress, her sparkling eyes locked on mine, and the almost sheer garment slid down her curvy body with barely a whisper, puddling at her feet, leaving her breathtakingly, stunningly naked.
Okay.
Exclamation point. Daria, I breathed, staring in awe at her lush, creamy white body. Creamy.
Sorry, I'm just like can of Alfredo, like what? Like not sexy.
Counting my blessings that the striking girl had finally given into my entreaties, revealing herself to be in sync with my sexual thinking. Giving herself, that means they probably haven't slept together, right?
So it sounds like Daria was not openly queer. And she's like, this is her birthday gift. I don't know.
Okay.
The relationship is not built up.
We are trying to read too much into this.
Keep going.
Her breasts were ponderously large, round and ivory, peaked by twin kitten pink nipples that jutted out a fair half. And people are just shaking their heads.
We're sitting here shaking our heads. You don't know how we're reacting, but that is consistent, the reaction.
That jutted out a fair half an inch or more from her dewy tit.
Holy shit.
From her dewy tit flesh. So exact.
Clearly she has a half an inch tit fetish.
Man, I feel like if this were a drinking game, you would drink every time they said tit.
I mean, we are drinking.
Yeah.
But.
And between her smooth, slim legs lay a triangle of, and how do you think they described?
Her bush.
How do we think that she described the pubic hair in this?
Moss. I'm going to go with moss or creamy something.
What I was looking for was downy brown fur.
Ew.
And between her smooth, slim legs lay a triangle of downy brown fur. Nirvana.
Okay. She's a bush lady and a tit lady.
When she shifted her legs yet wider apart. Is she sitting down? I thought she was standing up. How is she shifting her legs wider apart? When she shifted her legs wider apart, I glimpsed at the hidden pink of her pussy lips. Glistening with moisture and anticipation.
The camera angles on this are all off.
Like camera angles in your head.
In my head are just like, okay, keep going. I got it. This is a lot to digest.
We're going back. How many more sexy? I mean, it's erotica.
Keep going.
Daria, I repeated, overwhelmed, rushing round the fire and into her open arms. We embraced as long-lost lovers embrace, mashing our lips together.
Good question.
Oh, God.
Mashing our lips together, Daria's enormous breasts pressing hotly into my breasts, my nimble hands gripping and squeezing her plump, rounded bottom. Oh, so she might be an ass man, too. We bumped tongues, swirling our slippery pink pleasure appendages. Together.
Pleasure appendages. That's my band name. Calling it now.
Pink pleasure appendages.
Yeah. No, not pink. Just pleasure appendages.
Okay. Like, let's fast forward to what happens after, you know, the clit licking.
As I resolutely licked her, dragging my beaded tongue over her sticky sex from bum hole to clitty.
Clitty, okay.
Over and over, lapping at her pussy with an earnestness I was sure would be rewarded and reciprocated. I hope so. I formed my thick tongue into a hardened blade and drove it deep into my girl's cunt. Wait, I just realized this is Velda's birthday and she's going down on Daria. That's her birthday gift. It's like, you're welcome. You can go down on me.
I feel like Velda's been trying to hook up with Daria for a very long time.
Right.
So Daria being like, okay, here's she literally like went pussy lips first. It was like
blinded by the pink.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, when the hell
let's,
is Dracula
let's fast forward
here?
To
okay.
Dracula getting here because
she's coming up on the next page.
Okay,
I can let's only hear so many quickly. Words for
pussy and tits.
Yeah.
I'm coming, Daria squealed, her sweat sheened, flame-flicked body quivered out of control, giant breasts jouncing up and down. Jouncing, I did not misread that, it is jouncing up and down in her hands with her and her juicy, pushy, gushing gratitude oh. as she was rocked repeatedly by orgasm while I vigorously fucked her with my tongue.
Oh my God.
Everybody looks disgusted.
We're and, all like just sitting here with horrified faces.
And we all love women. And when the lovely girl with the lust-inducing body at last wait, is Dracula's going to walk in on this? I would like to point, that's like, I think what's going to happen.
Shit.
And when the lovely girl with her lust-inducing body at last calmed down, I withdrew my tongue from her snatch. We've really run the gamut on vaginas.
We have all the synonyms for vagina.
Licked my slimy lips and swallowed the remainder of her juices. Then I climbed to my feet, unbuttoned my dress, and let it slide off. Good, Velda,
like,
get yours.
Now here's my birthday.
That's what it says?
Yeah.
No, Amanda no, said good, Velda.
I was like, wow, the tone shift.
I stripped off my undergarments, my heated body gleaming naked and needy in the moonlight. The cool evening air, nothing to stanch the fire inside.
Amanda is pausing in a way that's really scary. Like,
okay, this is Velda talking to Daria. Care for a piece of my birthday cake tart?
I now understand the need for a pause. Wow, but does she also have a furry bush or a downy brown
downy
patch?
Bear?
If I use that on a girl, how do we think it would go?
Oh my God, well, care for a piece of my birthday cake? Honestly, I think I'm going to try it. My birthday's in March. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Just,
I'm going to test it out. Hey, would you like a piece of my birthday cake?
Care for a piece of my birthday
cake? You have to cake.
It's not
even my birthday.
Care for a piece of my birthday cake, Daria? I quipped, smiling shakily at the Rubenesque beauty. Her misty eyes wandered down from my reddened face to my girlish small breasts. And woman heart, so she just likes big breasts because
she
has small breasts.
Has small boobs and she's living out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a woman hard, cherry red nipples, then further down my belly till they settled in between my trembling legs. She stared at my pussy, licked her fingers, reached forward and pressed them against my yearning sex. I groaned with joy. Daria fingered my tingling pussy, turning my legs to jelly and my sex to tears. Are they both standing up? Can they sit down, please?
I know. This is getting very tiring for them.
I'm exhausted for them. Then the delightful girl glanced over my quaking shoulders and her eyes suddenly flooded with terror rather than nervousness. Fuck. Here comes Dracula.
Here comes Dracula.
We've been reading this sex scene for years.
I know. The sex scene is
remotely wet.
Dracula's going to come in. I kind of feel like she might...
Fuck both.
I feel like Dracula's going to be like, can I cut in?
Yeah, exactly. Is
would you
turn
want
into
a piece
threesome?
Of my birthday cake? Okay.
She pulled her digits away and screamed, oh my God, run, Velda, run. She twirled around and fled into the bushes. Oh,
Velda's
so
not going to be able to run away from those tits.
Daria just fucking was like, run, and then left.
Daria's like, I got mine.
Dude, if I saw Catherine Zeta-Jones, I wouldn't be like, run. I'd be like, oh, fuck yes,
it's
my birthday gift.
All right, so if we're all in the same mind space, the pair of tits left. And mm-hmm. So now it's just Catherine Zeta-Jones approaching Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick, yeah. Blonde Anna Kendrick.
Blonde Anna Kendrick. She twirled around and fled into the bushes, leaving her clothes and my unconsummated lust behind. I stood there confused and frustrated. Then I heard a soft rustling sound behind me, like that of a bat landing and folding its wings.
I don't know what sound that's making.
I spun around and beheld the exquisite beauty of whom I instinctively knew was the Countess Sabrina.
Ooh.
The evil, erotic, blood and soul sucker my mother had warned me about. She was small in stature. I always imagined Catherine Zeta-Jones to be tall.
Yeah, same.
Well, we have to remember that Catherine Zeta-Jones has not actually been cast in this role.
Not
but
yet.
But Anna Kendrick is short, too, so small in stature is like, she's probably like 5'4", you know? She's
yeah.
Like,
She was small in stature, vertically, but so much, much larger horizontally.
No, giant tits. God. Fucking we get it.
So you like big boobs.
Where it counted in my book.
Oh.
And she was completely and utterly naked, save for a black satin cape with blood red lining that hung about her shoulders, tied at the neck. So she just like, so they're both naked at this point.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, sup.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know anyone would be here.
Oh, this is awkward, right? Her breasts were absolutely gargantuan. Translucent blue vein spheres that hung heavily from her chest, overgrown ivory melons. Ivory gross. Melons?
Blue veiny ivory melons? Okay, continue.
Her face was picture perfect, porcelain oval, her hair long and black, and both her face and her hair shone in the light shed by the crackling fire by the giant glowing celestial orb in the sky known as Venus. The Countess spread her arms, her cape, and hissed at me, bearing...
I'm sorry, I just love that foreplay, like...
I'm gonna bring my cat in here. James, can you use some sound effects?
Hissed at me, bearing a pair of long, lethal-looking fangs. Fangs. I have followed the scent...
I want to suck your tits.
That's not what she said. I have followed the scent of your need. She trilled in a voice as sweet as the honeysuckle and deep as the grave. Black eyes glittering.
6 feet deep.
Yeah, that's the grave. Black eyes glittering as they consumed my pussy. Wow, wait, did I skip a page?
No, I think she's just getting into it.
She just straight up went down on her immediately? All right, right to the point, Dracula. Black eyes glittering as they consumed my pussy. You will satisfy me tonight as I satisfy you for all time.
Oh, so she picked her forever? This is her, like, real bitch.
Yeah, she just, like, went onto Tinder and was, like, super-like. I looked where she was looking and was astonished to see and feel my continuing wetness. The wicked woman's uninhibited, almost tangible lust engulfed my ready and willing mind and body, and I felt compelled by some unknown primal force to reach down and flutter my fingers over the object of her desire and stroke my pussy, fanning the flames of our mutual desire. The Countess shrieked with delight, teeth flashing dazzlingly.
I don't know if I'm sweating because we're drinking champagne or if we're reading this, but I'm like sweating right now.
Someone's enjoying it.
No, I'm definitely not.
Keep going.
She grabbed up her massive breasts and roughly fondled them. Her demon eyes... I think Velda's just going to masturbate while... juggling boobs.
I'm juggling my boob.
And then before I could even react, she swooped down upon me, pushing me to the ground. Oh, good. With the strength of a 10 women and mounting my head...
Oh, she's sitting on it.
That's some face sitting, yo. Mounting my head, shoving.
That's not cool without a little ask. Like, ask someone before you sit on their face.
Let's take a break for a second to remind everybody that consent is important.
Consent is very important. If you're going to sit on someone's face, maybe ask them first.
I don't think that's Dracula's way, though. Because she's bringing all these women into sex slavery.
Yeah, Dracula does not care about consent.
She let out a scream that shattered the night for miles around, urgently rubbing her musty, dripping pussy against my lips and nose.
Why does everyone have a musty pussy?
I mean, I guess it is like 1800s.
Yeah, I guess pussies were pretty musty back then.
She roughly pulled on her spike-like nipples and rocked back and forth on my face, moaning as animal moans. The unearthly eroticism of that sexy she-beast rendered my mind incapable of thought, my muscles incapable of action. So she froze because she's a victim of assault because I've been watching too much Law & Order SVU. My muscles incapable of action, only my tongue gave voice to my towering lust as I penetrated the Countess's slickened blood-red lips with it.
Her pussy lips.
Beelzebub, yes! She cried, frantically gyrating her pussy on my upthrust and extended pink steak. She shoved up her breasts and bit into her impossibly erect nipples, sealing her lips around first one punctured protuberance and then the other, sucking long and hard deeply. So she's just sucking on her own breast right now. So like, do what you gotta do, I guess. She endlessly churned her deathly chilled yet sublimely wet pussy back and forth across my lips and tongue, going faster and faster, frenziedly riding my face. building and building her centuries-old passion to what surely had to be a cataclysmic conclusion. This woman loves alliteration. And indeed, her pale twin globes suddenly shimmied and jutting nubs spouted curdled milk.
Oh, so, no.
So these women are lactating.
Oh, my God.
She has a, God. I feel like this, like there's a lactating fetish in
Can
here.
Can we just stop now? We'll see you guys next week.
I think we'll, we're.
That made me almost vomit. Curdled milk?
Like, we've got a musty pussy and we've got curdled milk coming out of the tits.
Okay, great. Wow.
All right. We got a page and a half, guys. It's fine.
Please power through it.
Yeah, power through curdled milk and let's get to.
Okay. Is there's going to be no conclusion. It's fucking erotica. And her tombstone white body rippled as she jolted repeatedly by brutal orgasm. The satanic siren gushed goo out of her crimson gash, slathering...
I hate when people call vaginas a gash.
I hate slit. Slathering my face and flooding my throat with her furious joy. Is she going to choke? I could only lie there, dreamy-eyed and defenseless, and take it, unwilling... and unable to stop the hellish carnality. This is like...
Okay, wow. This is getting
this
rapey.
This is rapey. The Countess tilted her ecstatic face up to the heavens and howled at the planet Venus, her pussy drowning and suffocating me, before she finally, finally collapsed down onto the ground next to me, panting like a satiated beast. The earth literally had moved, getting ready to swallow me up. The sexy vampire and vampirist...
Earthquakes are.
Yeah.
They're just
vampires.
It's because it's that makes every time you think of every time an earthquake happens, that means that
I'm
Racula,
going to think of Racula fucking like riding some poor girl's face until the earth
I
moves.
Wish we hadn't picked Catherine Zeta Jones and Anna Kendrick because now they're just in my head.
It's the whole purpose we picked them.
Oh, God. Okay.
The sexy vampirist then leaned over and licked her mildewy ecstasy off my face. Why he just
it got like rotten.
Ravagina's been alive for like 1,000 years, so it kind of makes sense that she's musty and mildewy and curdled.
Her vagina is just like a wet towel that got left out for 3 weeks. Rose, she gorged herself on my mouth with her facial lips this time.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you for clarifying. Important.
Kissing and Frenching me, licking my lips. Then she set her sights a little lower, slithering down my body to get face to fur.
Oh, God.
With my smoldering pussy. She spread my molten lips with her talons. Is everybody a bird person?
Bird women.
Bird women. And began licking my slit with a forked velvet sandpaper tongue.
Oh, sandpaper tongue is not what you want down there. You are 100% not trying to have a sandpaper tongue.
Jesus, I groaned ironically.
Ironically.
Because she groans the answer above.
Alanis is like, no, that's not the right use of ironic.
My body weak with her witchery, my pussy ablaze. Her vagina's on fire.
That pussy's on fire.
I've never had a girl pet my pussy with her tongue before. Oh, so this is her first time.
Oh, so this is the first time a woman's gone down on her.
And it's a fucking demon.
And it's a vampire.
And the dizzying deep body sensation was both out of this world and otherworldly. Isn't that the same thing? It's the same thing. The Countess stared up at me as I stared down at her, her onyx eyes glittering. Depthless.
So now she's sitting on Countess's face.
I hope so. Is that it?
I think so. They're making eye contact.
Well, she stared down at her.
I'm trying to figure out the logistics of this.
That's fine. You paint the picture in your head, everybody. Again, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Anna Kendrick. Depthless pools reflecting my own uncontrollable desire. She pulled me further apart, her thumb buffing my puffed up clitty. Why does it keep clitty?
I hate calling the clit clitty.
Clitty now.
It's like
it's
Clippy.
Like a paper clip.
Yeah, it's like Clippy, the old paper clip that used to help you in Microsoft Word.
Can I help you with anything?
Clitty pops up when you're about to have sex with a girl. It's you like, look like you're trying to go down on a girl. How can I help?
Here's three tips to
Control Z.
To get the fuck out of there. Her nose slick with my juices. She licked and licked my pink, sucked on my clitty. And then glided her tongue inside me, probing for my sexual core. My ecstasy knew no bounds. After the sharp, sweet pain of the initial bloodletting, is that because she was a virgin and she just got deformed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My dark mistress.
I do appreciate how they don't associate losing your virginity only with heteronormative sex. Mm-hmm.
True.
I will say that. That's the one redeeming quality of this story so far. Aside from the rapey vibes and the predatory lesbian stereotype, I will say I appreciate how they're associating losing your virginity as something that can happen with a woman.
Yeah. So my dark mistress is what she calls her now. So we have gone forward in time and she's now a slave. My dark mistress licked and sucked and bit and drank from my engorged sex as I plaintively and pliantly pushed my hips off the ground to feed her internal hunger. Eternal hunger.
So she doesn't suck blood. She just sucks pussy.
mildewy pussy. Is that the end of the story?
No, wait. Soul-shattering ecstasy came quickly and often till finally, with the harsh, clear light of dawn breaking across the countryside, we were sent scuttling for shelter. Down into the dark, dusty, centuries-old crypt we journeyed, home of the busty Countess Sabrina and her many female followers.
Wow.
My home.
Okay.
So there was no reason that the mom was telling this story, is what you're telling me.
So the mom had just heard folklore about this blessed breast.
No, that's Daria. But Daria is blessed. What happened to Daria?
Daria just, like, peace. She was, like,
literally
honestly,
ran away after she got hers and was like, oh,
she was like, I'm not here for this.
But she said behind you, and then fucking Velda saw a bat. So she ran away from a bat.
No, Velda saw.
No, Velda. It was a bat-like sound. It wasn't.
She saw.
She saw Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Racula's KZJ. Huge titties, and she couldn't say no.
She was but like, huge "Her titties are bigger than mine. I'm gonna run
under just a cape."
That was a wild story. Oh my god! I also feel like it was pure sex. I guess
erotic. Like we are just going to be reading pure sex things, but what? There's so many plot holes. One, why was the mother reading this story to her daughter?
She wasn't reading. She was just telling her
story. Okay, so why was her mother telling this story to her daughter? Two, Daria's a shitty girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. She definitely identified her as a girlfriend, but this was the first time that they were fucking.
Also, how would you feel? Like, I feel like her punishment, like her purgatory is now just like having to come.
Well, and to deal with all of Racula's ex-girlfriends.
Oh my god, yeah.
She's like, stuck and there. And then I went back down into a crypt of all her female followers. It's like hell. It's like all her exes are
She's
down
just
there.
Sitting there with all the people her girlfriend and like, is fucked.
But all of the exes are like, oh, it's the new girl. It's like a big love situation.
Mormon.
Polyamorous?
Yeah.
Polyamorous, yeah.
Yo, that's wild. All right.
Yeah,
Breast blessed.
Yeah, if you're listening, please engage with us on social media and hashtag breast blessed.
Yeah.
What's everyone's Twitter?
Mine is at awkward holland.
I have an underscore in mine.
No, hashtag not blessed.
Mine's Kirsten King _.
Oh, the underscore's at the end?
I think so.
Why?
I'm actually going on my Twitter right now to see.
Oh my god.
You know what? There's this woman who hasn't tweeted since 2007 that has Kirsten King. And I want to message her and be like,
okay,
can I have this?
At Kirsten King without the underscore, please.
No. Please give Kirsten King with the underscore.
I'm Kirsten King _ on Twitter and Kirsten L. King on Instagram.
I'm at ITS Ashley Perez, Ashley with no E, on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, if that's a thing you do.
But
well, that was the first episode.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. We're going to do more of these, and you're just going to listen to erotica with us.
Yeah. Bye. Let us know what you like, what you don't like.
If you like this podcast, please consider becoming a patron and donating to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/girlshiptv. Mm-hmm. And
I think it's important to leave a review of this podcast.
Yeah, please leave a review on iTunes.
Maybe in a couple of episodes.
No, do it now.
Okay.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.